It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Welcome inside Bearcat Arena as we are getting set for Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Basketball as the Northwest Women's Squad getting set to take on William Woods in an exhibition this evening here from Bearcat Arena. Tip-off coming up at 7 o'clock, and it will cap a busy day of Northwest Missouri State Athletics here on the Northwest Missouri State campus. I'm Matt Tritton with you for today's broadcast. John Coffey was with the Northwest Missouri State football team in Joplin a little bit earlier today. Mike Herbert has our men's basketball game, which is currently going on right now on an additional KXCV.org stream, as well as on the air at KXCV 90.5 and KRNW 88.9. But this is a game for Northwest on the women's side that's very excited to get things rolling. Year four under head coach Austin Meyer, and the Bearcats come in with a lot of optimism. We've seen them take steps in the recent years. We go back last year, the Bearcats 7-15 in the MIAA, as the Bearcats reaching 7 MIAA wins, the first time Northwest Missouri State has done that since the 2013-2014 season, when they also reached 7 MIAA wins during that same season. Prior to that, the last full year we had prior to COVID-19, that was a 2019-2020 season. The Bearcats went 6-13 in the MIAA, 12-18 overall. The Bearcats made it to the MIAA tournament, started things off with an upset over Central Oklahoma. The Bearcats, the 10-seed, UCO, the 7-seed, and obviously took a step forward there, ended up losing to Emporia State in the next round of the MIAA tournament. And then even take it back one step further to Coach Meyer and Coach Houston's first year at the helm here at Northwest Missouri State. And the Bearcats were 8-20 that year, 4-15 in the MIAA. So each year they've taken a step. Each year they've also taken a step toward bringing in another recruiting class of their own players. And we've seen every class come in and mesh with the returners. It's a little bit different this time around, though, because the Bearcats have 18 players on the roster, 3 seniors, 2 sophomores, 13 freshmen on this year's club. So a lot of that also has to do with a little bit of overlap from the COVID-19 year. Whenever you look at it, players like Jillian Fleming, Kaylee Keston, Molly Harton, and so on, they were freshmen last year. They were true freshmen last year, but they got the chance to have that COVID-19 redo year so they could go out, they could play, and essentially get a redshirt year to come back around and still freshman this year. So they've got that extra year. They're out there getting ready to play once again here for Northwest Missouri State after some valuable experience one season ago. And then you also see a player like Emma Atwood. She's a redshirt freshman on this team from Leon, Iowa. She came in redshirted, and then she came out last year. She also tore her ACL during that season. So she's a third-year freshman for this club, and she is back. She is strong. She is healthy for this club. We saw Peyton Rao was a young player for Northwest Missouri State, a sophomore last season. She tore her ACL during the offseason, so she missed all of last year. She's back out there. The Bearcats expecting big things from Peyton, one of the better post defenders, not only on this team, but in the MIAA coming into this season. And then also Kylie Coleman, who we won't see play tonight, but she also had an ACL tear against Emporia State in a home game last year for the Bearcats. So she's also getting herself rehabbed, getting herself healthy once again. And so this is a team that felt like at times they clicked last year, but some of that youth played a role in some of those losses. Well, they've got another year of experience. They've got another group of talented true freshmen that will see some significant playing time throughout this year. So it'll be interesting to see how everything goes for Coach Meyer, Coach Houston in this club here in year four. But should be good things ahead as the Bearcats feeling very good about this club they have coming in. A lot of talent across the board for Northwest Missouri State. An exhibition this evening against the William Woods Owls. William Woods already a couple games under their belt. They started things off against Cotty College, a 50-47 win back on October 25th. Then they played an exhibition against Southeast Missouri State, a Division I team. They lost that one 66-49, so a basketball game they were very much in. And then on November 2nd, they took on Benedictine, an NAIA team receiving votes but not currently ranked, and they dropped that one 72-41. So William Woods battling some injuries but hoping to come out, put on a good showing here in Maryville as they're taking on Northwest Missouri State in an exhibition here this evening from Bearcat Arena. A Bearcat pregame is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. The Bearcats and the Owls coming up from Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout and we'll be back with more right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest, corn, and NK soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also, from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State meeting up with William Woods, an exhibition women's basketball game here from Bearcat Arena this evening. As I mentioned before, wrapping up a busy day of Northwest Missouri State athletics on the essentially across the board from here in Bearcat Arena, but also going across the region here as Northwest Missouri State got things rolling. The cross-country meet, the regional championships earlier this morning. The Northwest Missouri State women took fifth overall as a team. Caroline Cunningham took eighth individually. She posted the second fastest 6K time in Northwest Missouri State history during that race. The Northwest Missouri State men took eighth in the region down in Joplin today. Northwest Missouri State football followed that up. They were also in Joplin, a 49-7 beatdown of the Missouri Southern Lions as the Bearcats racked up 511 total yards of offense in that football game, just 75 total yards for the Missouri Southern Lions. Northwest Missouri State volleyball, it was senior night, the final home regular season game here inside Bearcat Arena. They have two more coming up on the road next week, but as far as what they did today, a 3-0 win over Newman, set scores of 25-16, 25-13, and 25-19 as they shut out the Jets. Northwest now 22-4 on the season, 15-3 in conference play. The Bearcats, that is a record for MIAA wins in a regular season. They still have two more chances coming up next weekend. In Northwest Missouri State men's basketball, they are in action right now, taking on Northern State at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph, part of the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic. The Bearcats are up 40-36 in the second half of that one currently. Northwest women's basketball, though, getting set to tip off at 7 o'clock here inside Bearcat Arena. We will take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Northwest Missouri State senior guard Mallory McConkie on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats come from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information or to browse inventory, tristatefordmaryville.com. Support also comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. And also from the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at ProvisionLiving.com. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball opening up the season tonight, an exhibition coming up against William Woods University. We are talking with Northwest Missouri State senior Mallory McConkey. And Mallory, what's this like getting back out here? You're seeing an actual opponent for the first time since late last year and kind of getting back into the flow of this basketball season.
Yeah, and it's really exciting coming in first game of the year, being able to come start on our home court also. I mean, I think anyone's excited for a basketball game. And season opener is one that I'm sure there'll be a little bit of nerves starting off, and then I'm excited to see how we'll do.
And coming in against William Woods, a chance to kind of get your legs under you before getting into some deeper non-conference, and then, of course, the conference schedule coming up a little bit later on in late November, early December. Last year it was, hey, we're diving right in, Northeastern State on the road, super meaningful games right off the bat. What's the transition like this year of an exhibition game, and you can kind of come out and get into the flow of Northwest basketball?
I definitely like not starting directly in the conference, but I mean, I think we're all still thinking about every game as equally important, needing to win it. But I mean, exhibition game doesn't really count towards anything. I think I personally like doing that more than jumping into the conference, but I think we're just looking at every game as important also.
Coming off a season where you're an all-conference pick once again, what is it about this season coming in? It is the final year after kind of that COVID year last year of knowing that this is it for you, this final stretch of games. How has your leadership role changed and also the way that you're just playing your game?
I'm kind of looking at this year is, I mean, a gift because I shouldn't be playing this year, but COVID gave me an extra year, and I'm just kind of looking at it as taking everything, trying to have fun the whole time and being less hard on myself. And then my teammates also, we have 8 new freshmen. All of them have been super fun to play with this year. And getting that extra year, it just really means a lot, and I'm trying to take advantage of it.
Coming in, and it's a fun group of freshmen, a group that's very competitive coming in. Obviously, everyone's trying to earn their spot every day in practice. Does it feel a little bit different than at other times where you're kind of like, I know I'm established, I'm getting these minutes? It does feel like every practice is, you got to fight for it.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, having 18 people on the roster, everyone is definitely competing for a spot. And I think this year, practice-wise, we've went hard every practice, and it's not, no one on the floor is a weak link. Like, even like the freshmen that are redshirting, like if we didn't have so many really good girls on the team, they would be seeing minutes. But this year has definitely been different with practice-wise and preseason. I feel like it's definitely been a lot more competitive, and it's been super fun.
Going into this one, how much is it about Northwest Missouri State and focusing on yourself, and how much of it is we want to find out what William Woods does and take that away tonight?
I think a big focus is just doing our thing. And that's what Meyer says for most games, is like, here's the scout, but we also just do what we do, and we don't really need, we take away shooters, like that's our thing, and then also guarding the drive, and if we do what we do, it's really not about what the other team is like.
It's great to have basketball, Mac. Mallory, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Mallory McConkey, Northwest Missouri State senior, joining us here on Bearcat Game Day. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties. Northwest alumni and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville. Also from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, and gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Also from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at Eckerd'sFlooring.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball returns tonight, taking on William Woods University in an exhibition. We're talking with head coach Austin Meyer. And Coach Meyer, we're trying to put last year to bed overall, but coming off last season at this point last year, you're not sure how many games you're actually going to get in, COVID-19, everything going on there. How much different does it feel right now as a head coach going into this year after every single game that you got last year you saw as a blessing? Just feels a little bit different.
Oh, it's totally different. And to think to having a normal preseason, which nobody had with COVID across the board, to have preseasons to kind of build up, to have scrimmages, exhibition games, and then, you know, get into our non-conference schedule. So it's back to normal, and we've enjoyed it so far.
Year four for you as head coach at Northwest Missouri State and a basketball lifer, from player to GA to assistant coach to now obviously leading this program. You learn more and more every year within the sport, but especially these last three as a head coach. What changes for you? Does your perspective on the game change at all too?
Not really. I mean, we've tried to focus on that daily process, getting better each and every day. I think for us, this is the most continuity we've had. Pretty much all kids that we recruited and kids that have been together, kids that have worked through numerous seasons now. We have some experience, even though you look at 13 freshmen on the roster, but some of those are second-year freshmen. A couple of those are third-year freshmen that have been in our program. So that definitely helps. We've got a lot of new kids coming in, true freshmen, but now they have people to see this is how we do it with our system and how we work and in our culture. We feel like is at a really good spot right now, and we're ready to go.
Going in, you've had some scrimmages. You've changed things up, too, with so many players on the roster, of kind of breaking them into pods, essentially, and going out and playing a few different scrimmages at a time with all these players. You've seen some of these younger ones that you mentioned, second, third-year freshmen, are kind of taking on that leadership role right alongside fifth-year seniors in Mallory McConkie and Kylie Coleman.
Yeah, and they've done a great job. You know, Mal is just one of those kids. She's been in the program. She just gets it done. She works extremely hard. She's a great kid. She gets along with everybody. I think early on in preseason, she's, you know, after practice talking with some of the true freshmen, and there's a five-year gap there. Emma Atwood is another kid that this is her third year, just an extremely hard worker. And those two have kind of led us. You know, we don't really designate true leaders. We just want, you know, leaders to lead, and we have numerous kids throughout our team that can do that. But those two have been tremendous and have kind of set the tone for us.
Work ethic has been something that hasn't been short on this team either, really top to bottom. It's sometimes pushing kids out of the gym and making sure they're staying healthy and not overworking.
Yeah, we've tried to find that balance. You know, we had the three ACLs last year, which, you know, were they freak accidents? Was it something we were doing? Obviously, you go back and you think about all that stuff, but we've tried to be very cognizant of that and making sure we're getting better, we're competing. We've got to play a lot in practice with the numbers we have. You know, having 16 kids healthy practicing, we've been able to play a ton, which is great for competition and finding out who's going to win spots and things like that. But we've also wanted to make sure that we're getting plenty of recovery, we're getting plenty of rest, and we're ready to go when the games start.
So much of this game tonight against William Woods, I assume, is more about Northwest Missouri State focusing on yourself as opposed to what they want to bring to the table.
Yeah, and it always is. You know, we'll go over a few things that they do, but for us, the big thing from a scouting standpoint is personnel, you know, knowing who shooters are, who drivers are. You know, do you have to close out hard on this person? Do you close out short on this person? You know, if you show, you know, I always say if you show 10 different sets the other team runs, well, half the time, you know, we have trouble running our own plays. So just trying to put them in positions to not have to think as much and just react. So knowing, you know, shooter here, driver here, whatever they may be, we may have to get through a couple back screens here. But our defensive system covers pretty much everything we see throughout the season. If there's some stuff that we think this may be an issue going into game, we might work on it a little bit more.
About 3 months ago, we weren't sure if Northwest basketball would be playing in this arena tonight, but here we are inside Bearcat Arena. It has to be nice to be back at home.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's, you know, a new paint job, and it looks pretty good in there. And I was happy for when our kids got a chance to get back in there after 5-6 months, whatever they were out of there, that they were able to go into a gym that looked different. And it looks really good, and I know they're excited. And you know, we made it work over in our auxiliary gym with multiple teams practicing in there and had some really early ones and some late ones, but we made it work, and it's nice to be back.
Plenty of knee injuries last year. Do you, you know, kind of put the leash on Coach Houston and say, you need to sit more during the game? You can't get up as much.
Yeah. He's the big one from the knee injury standpoint. He's done it multiple times. But, no, Chase, our strength and conditioning coach, has done a great job working on a lot of, you know, one-legged stuff, a lot of preventative stuff that they really focused on in the offseason as well. You know, it's one of those things that you can't worry about it. If you sit there and you worry too much about it, it's probably going to happen anyway. So we just want to do whatever we can to get our kids healthy and in positions to compete and play hard, and hopefully we can do that.
Northwest opening up the season tonight against William Woods. Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer is joining us. We will take a timeout and be back with the starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 582-3104. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment, carrying a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Kloss combines, and more. More info at ZIEGLERAG.com. Also from Nucor LMP, providing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State taking on William Woods this evening in an exhibition between these two squads, the first ever matchup between these two. We'll take a timeout and be back with the opening tip.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shopeasthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Back inside Bearcat Arena, getting set for the opening tip as Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on William Woods, an exhibition to kick off this 2021 season for Northwest Missouri State. Let's bring you the starting lineups for this evening's basketball game. And our starting lineups are brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body in Maryville. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups. It is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Taking a look at the starting lineup for Northwest Missouri State, it includes a 5'9" true freshman from Urbandale, Iowa, Peyton Kelderman, making her first career appearance as a Bearcat. Kaylee Keston, a 5'8" freshman from Lawrence, Kansas. Emma Atwood, a 5'10" redshirt freshman from Leon, Iowa, coming off a knee injury last year. Janie Green, a 6-foot sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, and Peyton Rao, a 6'2" sophomore from Des Moines, Iowa. Bearcats led by fourth-year head coach Austin Meyer. For the William Woods Owls, on their starting lineup, Jada Kennedy, a 5'5" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. Natalie Thomas, a 5'8" sophomore from Mexico, Missouri. Amaya Keeling, a 5'9" senior from Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. Sydney Booker, a 5'9" freshman from Steelville, Missouri. And Tania Boyd, a 5'10" senior from Munster, Indiana. William Woods, led by first-year head coach Terry Nash. He was appointed to be head coach in August. Their previous head coach, Ariel Robinson, took a job as an assistant coach at Tennessee State during the summer. So Coach Nash, he'd been an assistant coach for the men's side for William Woods for a couple years, now switching over to the women's side, and they are 1-1 on the season. They've also played a couple exhibitions, while Northwest Missouri State getting their first action of the season. And it's going to be Booker for William Woods, Rao for Northwest Missouri State for the opening tip. It's controlled by Northwest Missouri State as Kaylee Keston has it, walks across midcourt. Bearcats left to right as we get action underway here in 2021. Kelderman with it at the free throw line. Man-to-man defense out of William Woods. She goes right side here for Atwood. Now off to Green. Green back over to Kelderman. True freshman went to Waukee, Iowa. Waukee High School, I should say, in Urbandale, Iowa. Now left side for Kelderman. Kelderman into the corner. Green, three-pointer on the way. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound tipped high in the air. Green gets it. She goes up. Off the rim, no good. They're going to say a shot clock violation as the three-pointer didn't touch the rim. So an early turnover on the Bearcats. Nat will give it to the Owls. 32 seconds into this one. William Woods in the road. Black uniforms, black jerseys, black shorts, green numbers. outlined in white, and Owls across the chest in white. Northwest in their home whites. Bearcats across the chest in green. Green numerals as well. As the ball being controlled by Amaya Keeling. Keeling to Boyd. Boyd guarded by Green of Northwest Missouri State. Now off to Kennedy. Kennedy right wing. Guarded tightly by Atwood. Atwood cuts her off on the baseline. Now it goes inside for Booker. Booker goes up. And a shot clock violation on William Woods coming up there as Sydney Booker, a 5'9" freshman, just had nowhere to go around Peyton Rao by the time she got that shot off. The buzzer sounded and a turnover on William Woods. So each team starts this game off with a shot clock violation. Now on the drive, left side of the lane, it is Emma Atwood goes in. She takes a little bit of contact but lays it in nicely. And big four Atwood once again coming off a knee injury to that right knee last year. It ended her season very, very early. And so to see her go in there, not only attack the hoop, take some contact, go to the ground, and pop back up and run to the other end, a good early sign for her as she is getting confidence back in that knee. Northwest ahead 2-0 after that layup from Atwood. Bounce pass inside for Boyd. A little fadeaway jumper over Green is good. Tanae Boyd knocks down the shot. She is a senior from Munster, Indiana, transferred to the program from Garden City Community College, her first year with William Woods. And once again on the drive, it is Atwood. She gets down to the left block, spins to her left, leans in off the glass, shot no good. The rebound comes down to Booker of William Woods. Now out to Kennedy. Kennedy trying to push, loses control of it, might have been tipped away by Kelderman. Ball goes out of bounds, and then they're going to say off of William Woods as Kennedy tried to chase it into that left corner. As Rao will check out of the game. Jillian Fleming into the game for Northwest Missouri State. Fleming, a 6-foot freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Last season, averaged about 5 points per game for Northwest Missouri State. As Kelderman hands it off for Fleming. Now right wing it goes for Atwood. Atwood, one dribble left hand. Now top of the key to Green. She spins left, gives it off to Kelderman left wing. Kelderman off to Fleming. One dribble, now to Atwood. 10 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Atwood out to Fleming. Thinks about the three-pointer. She will take it and knocks it down. Fleming had a hard time getting going from three-point range a season ago. She shot 18% from three-point land. Ended up being 12 of 66, but they knew she was a good shooter, but had a hard time getting in and getting conditioned and the way she wanted to, dealing with a foot injury early on in her season. But there, knocks down her first attempt of this 2021 year and looked awful good there. Inside it is Booker. Shot no good. Gets her on a rebound and puts it back up for William Woods. Sydney Booker, a freshman out of Steelville, Missouri. And the Bearcats still in front, 5-4 over the Owls. As Keston, left wing, off a screen from Atwood, gives it off to Kelderman. Kelderman, one dribble with that left hand, into the left corner now for Atwood. 15 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Atwood on the baseline, cut off. They swing it, top of the key for Fleming. Now Kelderman, thought about a three, left side, Keston. Keston off a screen from Fleming, right back to Jillian, thought about the three. She gets into the paint, leans in. Nice take to the bucket there by Jillian Fleming. 5 quick points off the bench for the 6-foot freshman, and Northwest is in front 7-4 early on. 6:19 to play in this first quarter. Sydney Booker for William Woods has it. Beyond the perimeter, now gives it off to Natalie Thomas. Thomas off to Kennedy. Gets to the free throw line, bounce pass to a cutting Booker. Goes out of bounds off of Peyton Kelderman for Northwest. Nice hands there by the freshman guard for the Cats. As some subs coming in, Kelderman, Atwood, and Keston come out. Molly Hartnett, the MIAA Freshman of the Year a season ago, as well as Mallory McConkey. She is an All-MIAA Honorable Mention pick last year, and also seeing Evelyn Vasquez check in for the first time as a Bearcat. 6:03 to play in the first quarter, a 3-point Bearcat lead. Katie Kaiholz into the game for William Woods has it. She gives it off to Amaya Keeling. The shot clock sounds, another turnover on William Woods. Just didn't keep an eye up there and have that presence of mind of where she's at on the court and where that shot clock was at. So a turnover on the Owls gives it to Northwest. Once again, Cats in front, 7-4. Vasquez between the circles, dribbling left off a screen. Now into the corner for Green. Up top, Fleming. She's open. She wants another three. Why not? Jillian Fleming. 2-for-2 from three-point range. 3-of-3 from the field overall. Northwest in front, 10-4. Top of the key, Booker with it for William Woods. A decent crowd inside Bearcat Arena for this exhibition, and so much going on around with Northwest men's basketball in St. Joseph, football in Joplin. Reverse layup, no good that time for Keeling. of William Woods. Also, Northwest Volleyball getting a win here inside Bearcat Arena just a couple hours ago. As a ball knocked loose, a turnover on the Cats as Kaiholz picks it up for the Owls. 5:02 to play in the first quarter between the circles. Kaiholz has it. She gives it off now to Keeling. Keeling looking for Kennedy. It's taken away by Vasquez. Vasquez all the way to the hoop. Right-hand layup is good. Nice quick move by the true freshman guard. Took that one away from Jada Kennedy. And Evelyn Vasquez gets into the scorebook just a couple minutes into her career as a Bearcat. She's a 5'5 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. Played at Piper High School. Kind of a late signee there for Northwest Missouri State, but she had a tremendous career at Piper. High post with it is Booker. Takes one dribble to the right, crosses over, working on Fleming, goes in, layup no good, nice post defense. But the offensive rebound comes down to Booker. She gets fouled on her way up. So Booker will step to the free throw line, but a media timeout, 4:23 to play in the first quarter. Northwest in front, 12-4. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from SureAg LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the SureAg team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on SureAg products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Northwest Missouri State jumping out to a quick 12-4 lead over William Woods. Support for tonight's broadcast comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. At the line for a pair is Sydney Booker of William Woods. Booker's first, too strong off the back iron, no good. A 5'9 freshman from Steelville, Missouri. Keeping an eye on Northwest men's basketball, they are in a back-and-forth battle with Northern State in St. Joseph, but the Bearcats have pulled away 68-52 with just a minute 16 remaining as Booker knocks down the second. She has 3 points for William Woods. 12-5 now the score as Hartnett with it, left wing for Northwest Missouri State. Bounce pass now, high post, it goes to Vasquez. The 5'5 guard looks inside, gets it to Peyton Rao. A whole host of Owls come over, they're going to say jump ball. So we'll go back to William Woods. They're 1-1 on the season. They beat Cotty College by 3 to start the year, then lost to Benedictine 72-41 on November 2nd, being led by first-year head coach Terry Nash. He was an assistant on the men's side for a couple years at William Woods, but then after their previous head coach, Ariel Robinson, left late in the summer, he took over the women's program. And expected tonight to be a good challenge, a good growing opportunity for his team. They're playing with quite a few players out tonight. That includes Casey Hazel, a player that's a 5'11 senior from Hutchinson, Kansas. Has really played well for them early this season, as well as Macy Edwards and Kayana Rogers. A turnover on William Woods gives it back to Northwest. Hartnett gets down to the left block. She kicks it out to Rao. Now right side Vasquez. 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Out to McConkie. McConkie on the right elbow gets into the paint. Out to Hartnett. Thought about a three. She'll drive instead. Picks up her dribble in the paint. Out to Vasquez. Three on the way. Evelyn knocks it down. Vasquez, 5 points off the bench for Northwest. It's 15-5 in favor of the Bearcats. 3:22 to go in the quarter. McKenna Welling handling the ball for William Woods, a freshman on this program. Now gives it off to Arion Phillips. Phillips inside to Booker. Down that left short corner, backing in on Peyton Rao. Spins to her left. Rao right there. Might have got a deflection as she went up for the shot. They're going to say it traveled before the shot. A turnover on William Woods gives it back to the Bearcats in front, 15-5. Turnover number 6 on the evening by William Woods. The Bearcats have given it away 3 times already. Northwest is 6 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3-point range as McConkie has it left wing. She drives, gets into the paint, picks up her dribble, gives a head fake, goes up left side. Can't finish the layup, but she's fouled. And McConkie will step to the free throw line. So a couple free throws on the way for Mallory McConkie. A week ago Wednesday night, during the Bearcat Bash, kind of a chance to introduce the teams to the fans for Northwest Missouri State and build up a little bit of excitement for this season. There was a celebrity basketball game, and Mallory McConkie got pulled into the game by her head coach, Austin Meyer, who was leading one team, and she had to hit a couple free throws for that team to go ahead and win it. She said those were the most pressure-packed free throws of her life. More than a normal game because she had a bunch of old, out-of-shape people on the lane expecting her to make those free throws. Those came with a lot of pressure. She goes one of two this time. That's her first point of the game as Northwest Missouri State up 16-5. Welling with it on the right wing. She goes high post for Booker. Turnaround jumper over Rao. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Hartnett. Molly wants to push. She fires it ahead to Peyton Kelderman. Just checked in last dead ball. Kelderman off a screen from Rao. Now gives it to Rao. Cutting to the bucket. It's knocked away. It's picked up by William Woods and Katie Kaiholz. Kaiholz across midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Now gives it off to Olivia Hanks. And back to Kaiholz between the circles. Starts to drive left hand. Now we'll give it up for Phillips. Phillips top of the key. Guarded by Emma Atwood. Crosses over to her left. Into the paint. Goes up. Left block. Layup no good. With a foul coming up on Atwood. See if this one's on the floor. And they're going to say it is before the act of shooting. So Welling will inbound baseline right for William Woods. Hartnett and Atwood check out. Keston and Green, a pair of starters for Northwest in this game, back in. As Booker has it in the right corner. Give it up now to Hanks. Hanks starts to drive right hand, gets down to the baseline. Pull up jumper, no good. That one might have been partially blocked by McConkie. McConkie comes down with a loose ball. Pushing ahead to Kelderman. Right wing, now to Green. Green wants to drive into the corner for McConkie now. McConkie splits the double team, goes in, layup is good. McConkie had to hang in the air that time, let a defender fly past before she let that one go. And Northwest now in front 18-5. The senior from Guilford, Missouri has scored the last 3 points for the Bearcats in this one. 1:34 to play in the opening quarter. Welling with it, top of the key, picks up her dribble, now goes right side for Keeling. Keeling high post Booker. Booker squares up on Rao, gives a jab step. Now takes one dribble back to Keeling in the corner. Keeling guarded by Keston. Three on the shot clock. And she stepped on the inline out of bounds. A turnover on William Woods, number 7 on the night. That will bring Fleming back into the game for Northwest. Rao checks out. Jada Kennedy also back in for William Woods. McKenna Welling will check out. 1:17 to play in the first quarter. Northwest in front 18-5. Cats shooting 75% from the field, while William Woods just shy of 29% so far. Keston top of the key off a screen from Fleming. Now they swing it right wing. Goes to Kelderman. Kelderman gets into the paint. Bounce pass to a cutting Fleming. Head fake. Now she goes up. Off the glass. It's good. Nice look inside by the true freshman Kelderman. And Fleming able to finish underneath. As William Woods has it now, Fleming into double figures with that. The ball taken away by Kelderman. A steal for Kelderman. Pushes ahead. McConkie. McConkie now to Fleming. Head fake on a three. She drives in. Left hand layup off the glass is good. Jillian Fleming having herself a quarter. 12 of Northwest, 22 points. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's all Bearcats. As Kennedy drives baseline, kicks it into the corner for Hanks. Three on the way. No good. Keston couldn't hold on to that block out long enough. The offensive rebound comes down to Amaya Keeling. And that ends the scoring drought for William Woods. 22-7, Northwest in front. Clock winding down. Off-balance shot from McConkie, no good. Defensive rebound for William Woods. And the first quarter comes to a close. Northwest in front, 22-7. on William Woods in an exhibition here from Bearcat Arena. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri at their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at MyMLC.com/Maryville.
We're back inside Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State used a 10-0 run late in that first quarter. Take a 22-5 lead. William Woods got a bucket in that final minute of the quarter to make it 22-7. That's where we stand as we are heading to the second quarter of action. The Bearcats break the huddle. It will be Kelderman, Fleming, Green, Atwood, and Keston coming out for Northwest Missouri State in their home white uniforms, left to right for the Bearcats. And Atwood inbounds to Keston, and here comes Kaylee. She hands it off for Kelderman, fires it left side for Green, now to Atwood. Atwood between the circles for Keston. Kaylee bounce pass off to Kelderman, right side. Fleming flashes for the ball. Instead, Kelderman drives, kick out. Keston, three on the way, off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Boyd of William Woods. Boyd pushing it ahead for the Owls. Now into the hands of Jada Kennedy. Kennedy will slow things up as the Owls set up their offense. She dribbles down to the left wing, 15 on the shot clock for William Woods. Off the bounce, it's Natalie Thomas. Thomas now giving it up for Phillips. Ariane Phillips dribbling left, crosses back over to the right, trying to back in on Emma Atwood. Picks up her dribble, out to Boyd. Boyd thought about it long too, picks it up, left elbow, jumper on the way. No good, Keston there for the rebound. Check that, Atwood pulls down the rebound for Northwest. It's final in St. Joseph, Northwest men's basketball, a 68-55 win over Northern State to start the season. The reigning NCAA Division II champs 1-0 to start this year as Atwood on the drive goes in strong on that left baseline. She is fouled hard. Tanae Boyd for William Woods kind of took the brunt of that one. She hit the ground hard and holding on to her nose. She got popped as Atwood went up, but Emma will go to the free throw line for Northwest. Hartnett checks in. Keston comes out for the Bearcats as Atwood steps to the free throw line. For Emma, a season ago, she was 17 of 28 at the free throw line, 61%. She only played in four games. She misses her first one here. Four games, then she had a season-ending knee injury that wiped things out, a promising season that she was off to. She'll have a chance at another here. Atwood already 2 points in this basketball game. Her second one rattles out. And the rebound comes down to the Owls. Natalie Thomas pushing it up the floor. Spins into the paint. Goes up. She is fouled by Hartnett. So a couple free throws on the way now for Natalie Thomas. 8:43 remaining in the first half. Northwest in front 22-7. Thomas last year, in the American Midwest Conference, she was on the all-freshman team. She was also second-team all-AMC. That was the only player to get all-conference recognition for William Woods. She makes her first free throw here, but off to a tough start this season, averaging 2.5 points so far. She's 1 of 13 from the field to start the season. That's just about 8%. She's 0 of 7 from three-point range. She has been successful at the free throw line, 3 of 4 coming in, and she knocks down her first two tonight. 22-9 Northwest in front. William Woods has scored the last 4 points, including the only two so far in this second quarter. As Hartnett on the drive, nice little stutter move, goes up, somehow hangs in the air, lays it in off the glass while she takes the contact, and Hartnett will go to the free throw line for Northwest. And that will break that quick little 4-0 run that William Woods had going. As Vasquez checks in for Kelderman. Hartnett, the MIAA Freshman of the Year a season ago. She averaged 7 points per game for the Bearcats and 6 rebounds per contest as well. Has a free throw good. Check that, average 14 points. Eyes going to the wrong stat line there. She had the first double-double of her career against Roger State last year. That was the second game of the season, 17 points, 10 rebounds. For Northwest, that was the first double-double by a freshman since Shelby Mustang back in 2013. So Hartnett got off to a quick start for the Bearcats during that COVID year, and she is still a freshman. And coming off the bench for the Bearcats here in this exhibition against William Woods. 8-12 to play in the first half, a 25-9 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Kennedy bounce pass inside to Phillips. In a 3 seconds in the lane coming up on Sydney Booker. As Welling checking in for William Woods, Kennedy comes out of the game. Last time down the floor, an old-fashioned three-point play for the Bearcats as Hartnett hit the layup and the free throw. 25-9 Northwest in front. Hartnett running point for the Bearcats. She gives it to Fleming. Fleming driving on Phillips, spins into the paint, finds a cutting Jaina Green. A nice cut by Green. She was wide open. The pass just a little bit off there from Fleming. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Cats. A nice thought there by Northwest, and the defense putting so much focus on Fleming, having 12 points in that first quarter. A hot start for her. Green came open, just not able to hit her. Welling with it for William Woods. Left side now, it goes to Thomas. She gives a head fake on a three, drives in. Hartnett falls to the ground, and Thomas just able to lay it in there. 4 points for Natalie Thomas, all coming in this second quarter. Quickly down the floor, into the corner for Fleming. Gives a head fake, starts to drive. Now out to Jaina Green. Green on the drive, kicks it back to Fleming. They swing it left. Hartnett, three-pointer on the way. That rattles out. The rebound comes down to William Woods. Keeling controlling it for the Owls. She hands it off now for Thomas, gives a look at a three. Starts to drive, now backs out. Bounce pass goes inside for Booker, guarded by Fleming. Booker all the way around to the right block, lays it up, no good, into the hands of Vasquez. Evelyn Vasquez pushing for Northwest. She floats a pass to McConkie, now skip pass Hartnett, into the corner for Green. Green goes baseline, right hand layup, off the glass is good. The Bearcats attacking the bucket and making the most of it here in this exhibition against William Woods. Northwest up 27-11. As Keeling with it right side, hands it off for Wheeling. Wheeling inside for Booker. Nice anticipation. Fleming gets a hand on it, tips it to McConkie. Quickly ahead to Vasquez. Vasquez gets down to the left block, gives a head fake. Now a kick to McConkie. She's open. Three on the way. A little too strong from McConkie, and Phillips comes down with the rebound for the Owls. Cats up by 16, 6:07 to play in the half. Phillips on the drive, lowers his shoulder, tries to get some contact there from Green, tosses up the layup, it rattles home. And it's 27-13 in favor of Northwest. First points of the day for Arion Phillips, a senior from Madison, Illinois, and transferred in from Kankakee Community College. Vasquez on the drive, she is fouled. This one coming up on McKenna Welling. That foul will be on the floor as the Bearcats with a few subs coming into the game. Rao, Atwood, and Keston come in. Hartnett, Fleming, and Green check out. McConkie and Vasquez stay on the floor for the Cats. McConkie inbounding baseline left. Floats it in near midcourt for Keston. Keston will contact there around the perimeter. That's going to come up on Katie Kyholz. The freshman will pick up the foul. 5:43 to play in the first half. Northwest in front, 27-13. The Bearcats shooting 69% from the field. Kesta between the circles, dribbles left. Bounce pass now to McConkie. McConkie just off the left wing. Now top of the key for Keston, and Keston gives a little stutter step. She walked with it. We had a travel on Northwest. Turnover number 7 coming up on the Bearcats. Northwest 11 of 16 from the field, 3 of 7 from three-point range, and 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Meanwhile, William Woods 5 of 13 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3, and 3 of 4 at the charity stripe. 5:20 to play in the half. Cats up by 14. Phillips left corner with it. Guarded by Atwood. Long two-point jumper on the way. No good. The rebound comes down to McConkie. McConkie up the right sideline. Gets it to Atwood. Atwood into the right corner. Keston transition three-pointer. Yes! Kaylee Keston knocks down the triple. The freshman from Lawrence, Kansas puts the Bearcats on top 30-13. Keeling with it off the right side for William Woods. Now they give it up to Kyles. Kyles hands it off for Arion Phillips. 10 seconds on the shot clock for William Woods. Between the circles. Kyles trying to cross over on Atwood. Flips the pass out for Booker. It's tipped. She picks it up. Turn around. Quick jumper with the shot clock winding down. It's no good. Atwood there with the rebound. Ahead to McConkie. McConkie off a screen from Atwood. Now to Vasquez. Vasquez starts to drive, flips it out beyond the perimeter for McConkie. McConkie into the paint, fights through traffic, layup no good. Nice offensive board by Atwood. She is fouled on the floor. That'll be team foul number 5 coming up on William Woods. 4:15 to play here in the second quarter. We have a media timeout on the floor. Northwest up 30-13, leading William Woods in an exhibition here from Bearcat Arena. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We'll be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support for today's broadcast comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Klaus combines, and more. For more information, ZIEGLERAG.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
First free throw from Atwood out of the timeout is no good. Northwest is in front 30-13. An exhibition here to start the season for the Bearcats, taking on William Woods. The second free throw is good. Atwood with 3 first half points. Northwest on top 31-13. On the drive is Jada Kennedy of William Woods. Gets it out to Arion Phillips. Phillips down the right side of the lane. Layup too strong. No good. Booker there. Another offensive rebound. Leans in. Left hand layup. No good. And Peyton Kelderman there to secure it for Northwest. Kelderman pushes up the center of the floor. Now goes right side for McConkie. Mallory gives a head fake. Now down to the short corner. Keston right back to McConkie. McConkie at the free throw line. Picks it up. Left side. Kelderman. Quick trigger on the way. Three-pointer rattles out. And the defensive rebound comes down to Keeling of William Woods. Kennedy pushes up the floor, now gives it off to Keeling, guarded by McConkie. 3:28 to play in the first half. And a bump and a foul coming out around the three-point line on Keston. Guarding Olivia Hanks tightly. Hanks is a 5'8 sophomore from Ozark, Missouri, transferred into William Woods from Evangel, Missouri. Averaging just 1.5 points per game. As Keston checks out. As well as McConkie. On the floor for Northwest, Hartnett, Green, Atwood, Rao, and Kelderman. As Kennedy floats a pass in for Booker, 19 on the shot clock for William Woods. Keeling, top of the key, guarded by Green. Looking inside, now dribbling to her left. Gets a screen from Booker. Now bounce pass, high post goes to Booker. She squares up, thought about the jumper. Now backs in on Peyton Rao. She goes up in a bump on Rao coming up as Booker went up with that shot. And that will send Sydney Booker to the free throw line. So far tonight, Booker 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Overall, she's 1 of 8 at the field. 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 turnovers for the 5'9" freshman from Steelville, Missouri. And she hits her first that time. Northwest taking on William Woods tonight. Then coming up next Friday, they're going to be at home taking on Southwest Minnesota State at 7:30. And then on Saturday, November 13th, the very next day, it will be against Minnesota Crookston, also a 7:30 tip. Those will be inside Bearcat Arena. As the Bearcats hosting a bit of a classic. UNK will also be in town. So come out. Watch a little Northwest Missouri State basketball. A doubleheader coming up for you on Saturday as Northwest Missouri State football at home taking on Emporia State. As Peyton Rao gets it inside, lays it up, a little bit of contact, but Rao first points. Makes it 33-15 in favor of Northwest. 2:44 to play in the first half. Jada Kennedy off the right wing. Gets a screen, she starts to drive, bounce pass down to the baseline for Booker. Booker into the paint, shot blocked away by Peyton Rao. Booker comes away with a loose ball though, looking for some help. Gets a pass into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, that one from Hanks, well short, and the rebound comes down to Peyton Rao. Rao hands it off for Atwood. Atwood hustling up the floor, dribbles toward the right wing, hands it off now for Kelderman. Kelderman guarded by Jada Kennedy. Backing in just a little bit. Gets a pass on the right side for Atwood. Atwood backs in on Thomas. Goes up high off the glass with that right hand. No good. Phillips with the rebound for the Owls. Arion Phillips charging ahead. One-on-one with Jada Green. And Green comes away with a huge block shot into the hands of Booker. Booker goes up. Her shot blocked away by Peyton Rao. And that's a steady theme we saw from last year for Northwest Missouri State. Jada Green really turning into a premier post defender for the Bearcats. Did a great job in the paint a season ago. She averaged 1.5 blocks per game last year, and she is already 9th at Northwest Missouri State in career block shots. So Jada has really turned that into an art form here at Northwest Missouri State. And as of now, she is just a sophomore on this Bearcat basketball team. But the ball does stay with William Woods after it was knocked out of bounds by Peyton Rao. Phillips with it, guarded by Green. Drives down to the block, squares up with Green. Nice bounce pass to a cutting Booker, and Booker fouled from behind. That will send Sydney Booker to the free throw line. Fourth team foul on Northwest Missouri State. The first personal foul on Mallory McConkey. And Booker is at the line. She hits the first free throw that time. 5 points now for Booker. 16 points for the Owls. 6 of those coming at the free throw line. Now 7 as Booker hits both. Still a 16-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Hartnett starts to drive in. Kick out. Kelderman 3 on the way. Good. And Hartnett got that one out to Kelderman and just turned and ran back to the other side and put 3 high in the air, knowing her freshman teammate would knock that one down, and Peyton made it pay off. For Kelderman, that is her first bucket as a Bearcat in a game. Phillips with it in the short corner, left side for the Owls. Starts to dribble up toward the elbow, now gives it off for Jada Kennedy. Kennedy on the drive, down to the right block, gives a little head fake. Green flies by, a nice move there by Kennedy. 2 points now for the Kirkwood Community College transfer. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Northwest on top, 36-19. Top of the key, Fleming left open for 3. Fleming knocks it down. Fleming with 12 first quarter points. That's her first bucket of the second quarter, 15 on the night. The Owls cannot leave her open. 39-19 is the Bearcat lead. Kennedy gives a head fake on a 3. Now a bounce pass inside for Booker. Left side, lays it in. Sydney Booker, 8 points in the first half. A solid quarter here for the freshman. McConkey right side, 7 seconds on the game clock for Northwest just before halftime. Hartnett on the drive, kick into the corner. Green, three on the way. That one's short. Green gets the rebound, the putback. It's no good, and it was a little bit late as well, but Northwest Missouri State, a solid first half of play heading into the halftime period here. 39-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. The Bearcats put up 22 points in the first quarter to really establish a big-time lead, then 17 points coming in that second quarter as they continue to pull away from William Woods here in this exhibition opener from Bearcat Arena. Once again, Northwest Missouri State on top, 39-21, leading William Woods in this exhibition. We will take a timeout. Be back to go over your stats as well as a whole slate of games here for Northwest Missouri State across all sports that we've seen here today. We'll get you caught up on everything throughout our halftime period. That's coming up on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph. East Hill's 7th annual tree lighting is coming up November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. featuring live music, refreshments, a talent show, and more. More information at shopeasthills.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com.
At halftime here from Bearcat Arena is Northwest Missouri State putting on William Woods here in the first half. 39-21 is the lead for the Bearcats, and as we look at it for Northwest Missouri State, really playing solid defense, and that's one key that Coach Meyer talks about time and time again. That's one thing that will travel with you game to game. Even when shots aren't falling, the defense, the effort should never fall off. And so we're seeing from Northwest Missouri State here this evening of shots are falling, the defense is still there, but we also have seen how this Bearcat team can really adapt and continue to push through even on games that things might not necessarily be falling, is that they've really made those adjustments under head coach Meyer, that time and time again, they will stay in basketball games because that defense is so stingy. So Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 39-21 lead here at halftime. The Cats shooting 63% from the field and 50% from three-point range in this one so far. The one blemish, 3 of 7 at the free throw line, something I'm sure Coach Meyer, Coach Houston would like to see cleaned up. But overall, the Bearcats playing a solid half here against William Woods. 39-21 is our score. Our halftime show brought to you by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. We'll take a timeout and be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Nottoway Valley Bank has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE. Powering business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball leading William Woods 39-21 here at halftime. A busy day of action here for Northwest Missouri State athletics across the board. It got rolling first thing in the morning. Cross country at the region championships being run down in Joplin, Missouri. And kind of what we've seen throughout the year, Northwest Missouri State putting up good numbers. Caroline Cunningham, eighth individually on the women's side. She ran the second fastest 6K time in program history. And that's kind of what Caroline's done. Race after race, meet after meet so far this year, as she's put up some really good numbers for Northwest, been a team leader for that club. As a team, the Bearcats finished fifth on the women's side. Men's side ended up finishing eighth down in regional. So we'll see how things go as far as at-large bids for the national championships coming up a little bit later in the next week. So keep it tuned to KXCV, KRNW, the flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network, for more on that. Football followed it up after that. A 49-7 win for Northwest Missouri State down in Joplin. It was 35-0 at halftime, and the Bearcats really putting it on the Lions. 511 total yards for Northwest Missouri State in that game. Just 75 for Missouri Southern. And the Bearcats also came away with another three-touchdown performance from Al McKellar. McKellar has had seven touchdowns over the past two games combined. So he has really continued to put up huge numbers for Northwest Missouri State, the transfer to the program from Indianapolis, Indiana. Volleyball got rolling next, and once again, it was kind of what we've come used to seeing from an Amy Worth volleyball team here at Northwest. The Bearcats, a 3-0 win over Newman. They won it by set scores of 25-16, 25-13, and 25-19. The Bearcats are 22-4 on the season, 15-3 in the MIAA. That sets a new program record for most MIAA wins in a regular season, and they're not done yet. Still two more matches coming up on the road later on next week. And then men's basketball against Northern State in St. Joseph, the Hall of Fame Classic for small college basketball. The Bearcats come up with a 68-55 win. That one got over not too long ago. The Bearcats led by Trevor Hudgens. He had 22 points in the game, 4 of 10 from three-point range. Also a couple of assists and a couple block shots for Hudgens. Wes Dreamer had 20 points. He was 4 of 8 from three-point range, had 3 rebounds as well. 14 points and 8 rebounds from Diego Bernard to go along with 4 assists and 4 steals. So Bernard, Dreamer, Hudgens, they really picked up where they left off. The rest of the scoring for Northwest, 4 points coming from Luke Waters, 4 points coming from Byron Alexander, and 4 points coming from Isaiah Jackson in this basketball game today. So Northwest outlasting Northern State. The Bearcats actually trailed at one point after Northern went on a 21-6 run late in that first half. The Bearcats battle back, win this one by 13 here to start things off. So the defending national champs on the men's side are 1-0 to start things off. And then, of course, here we are inside Bearcat Arena, and Northwest Missouri State on top, 39-21 at halftime. We're still about 6 minutes away from the third quarter getting underway. We will take a timeout and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millendinsdaleseed.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Support also comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claim assistance and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. Brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available at williamcoys.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Back inside Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State getting set to come out of the tunnel and get ready for the second half of play. In complete control of this one so far, leading William Woods 39-21. Taking a look at our halftime stats so far, Northwest Missouri State shot 63% from the field in the opening half, 15 of 24. 50% from three-point range, 6 of 12. And 43% from the free throw line, just 3 of 7. William Woods ended up shooting 33% from the field, 7 of 21. They have not made a three-pointer yet. They're 0 of 2, and they were 7 of 8, 87% from the free throw line. 10 turnovers in the first half for William Woods, 7 for the Bearcats. Northwest also being out-rebounded by 1, 13 to 12. That primarily coming 5 offensive rebounds there for William Woods, 4 of them from Sidney Booker in that first half. Individually for Northwest Missouri State, have a night, Jillian Fleming, 15 points in the first half, 6 of 6 from the field, 3 of 3 from three-point range. Jillian Fleming feeling it here in this exhibition against William Woods. That's something that you're really hoping to see carries into the regular season as the Bearcats get things rolling next Friday against Southwest Minnesota State here inside Bearcat Arena. Outside of that, 5 points coming from Evelyn Vasquez off the bench. She's 2 of 2 from the field, 1 of 1 from three-point range. 3 points and 4 assists for Molly Hartnett coming off the bench as well. 3 points, 2 assists, and 3 rebounds for Emma Atwood. 3 points for Kaylee Keston. 3 points for Peyton Kelderman. 2 for Peyton Rao and 2 for Jana Green. Northwest Missouri State leading this one at 39-21. Sidney Booker leading the way on the other side. 9 points and 5 rebounds for William Woods. 4 points for Natalie Thomas. 2 for Amaya Keeling. 2 for Jada Kennedy. And 2 for Tanae Boyd. Northwest up by 18. We'll take a timeout and be back with your second half of action right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More information at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or provisionliving.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Support also comes from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
State women's basketball in William Woods, an exhibition to kick things off. I'm Matt Tritton with you for tonight's broadcast. Our engineers back in the studio, the Bearcat Radio Network engineers, Maven Gunter and Kendall Marsh, for this evening's basketball game, as it's been a marathon of a day on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State football in Joplin. That was John Coffey, Calvin Silvers, and Bob Lade with the call on that one. Mike Harbit with Northwest Missouri State men's basketball in St. Joseph earlier this evening. And now rounding things out with the Bearcat women taking on William Woods, a 39-21 lead for Northwest. And it will be William Woods basketball to start things off here in the third quarter. The inbound comes into Jada Kennedy. She walks across midcourt, picked up defensively by Peyton Kilderman, Northwest Missouri State, running man-to-man. Bounce pass on the baseline goes down to Sydney Booker. Booker, the leading scorer for the Owls thus far, gets into the paint. Shot over Peyton Rao, no good. And right there to scoop up the rebound is Emma Atwood. Atwood across midcourt, gives it to Rao. One dribble right back to Atwood. Now right corner to Keston. Keston gives a jab step to the right. Dribbles left, gets to the free throw line. Jumper, no good. And the rebound comes down to Keeling. Keeling brings it down the floor for the Owls. To the right elbow. Bounce pass across the court for Boyd. Now to Kennedy. Kennedy inside Booker. Booker trying to back in on Rao. Leans in. A shot blocked away. Nice hands there by Rao to knock that one to the hands of Booker. Booker gets it back. Another block shot that possession by Rao. And the loose ball this time comes down to Atwood. Cats still in front by 18. 1 minute into this third quarter. Kelderman on the drive. Double team comes down. They leave Rao open. Three on the way. Peyton Rao off the rim. Keeling with the rebound. Northwest shot 63% from the field in that opening half of play. As a bounce pass goes inside for Natalie Thomas. Reverse layup, no good. Rao comes down with the rebound. Coach Meyer telling his team to push. Keston ahead to Kelderman. Kelderman drives, picks up her dribble. Now top of the key, it goes to Keston. One dribble, left side now Green. Green back top of the key, Kelderman. They leave her open. The freshman three-pointer, good. Peyton Kelderman has knocked down a pair of threes in this game. She has six on the night. A 40% three-point shooter last year at Waukee, Iowa. 42-21, Northwest Missouri State on top. Bounce pass into Thomas. One dribble, jump shot in the paint, no good. Loose ball, Keston comes down with it. Starts to speed up and slows down just a bit. Comes across midcourt, gets it to Kelderman in the corner. Up to Keston, handling on the Bearcat paw near midcourt. Dribbles up to the top of the key, now to the free throw line. Trying to get past Boyd, she is tied up in the paint with Keeling. A jump ball, and the possessioner will stay with Northwest. Fleming heads to the scorer's table, as well as Molly Hartnett. Those two check in. 15 points on 6 of 6 shooting in the first half for Fleming. Meanwhile, Hartnett, not a bad half herself. 3 points and 4 assists, no turnovers for last year's MIAA Freshman of the Year. The inbound pass comes into Kelderman, gives a head fake. Defender flies by, one dribble to the left, and Kelderman knocks down another triple. 9 points on the night for Peyton Kelderman. One of two Keldermans on the team. Her twin sister, Lindsay, also a freshman on this squad. She is redshirting this year, so she's on the bench cheering on Peyton. 45-21, Northwest on top. Bounce pass inside for Boyd. She is tied up and fouled. This one will come up on Peyton Kelderman. 7:20 to play here in the third quarter. McConkie checks in for Atwood. Coach Meyer really likes this group, a lot of talent. He feels like he has quite a bit of depth as well, and so not afraid to cycle players in and out, make sure everyone stays fresh throughout. Natalie Thomas with it, second team All-AMC last year, goes right side now for Kennedy. Check that, Keeling. Keeling down to the baseline, bounce pass inside for Booker. It's knocked away by McConkie, but McConkie picks up the foul. First team foul on Northwest Missouri State here in this third quarter, second personal on Mallory. And we see Sydney Booker step to the free throw line once again. She is 5 of 6 there tonight. Now make it 6 of 7 as she knocks that one down. Booker has 9 points and 7 rebounds, but she is just 2 of 13 from the field, but getting it done at the free throw line. She goes 2 of 2 that trip, goes into double figures, 45-23 Northwest on top. McConkie on the right wing, hands it to Kelderman, now back up top for Hartnett. She starts to drive, kick out Fleming. Fleming gives a head fake, left side for Hartnett. Molly starts to drive, back out to Fleming, skip pass right side, Kelderman to the corner for Green. She drives baseline, gave a little pump fake pass before she took off and shuffled those feet just a little bit. They call it travel. And that will give it back to the Owls. This evening, 10 turnovers on William Woods, 8 now on Northwest Missouri State. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Kennedy guarded by Fleming, driving right, gets into the paint, pass tipped away, picked up by McConkie. McConkie going the other way for Northwest Missouri State, pushing for the Cats. And a foul coming up on Natalie Thomas as McConkie trying to weave her way past. A reach-in foul coming up on the sophomore from Mexico, Missouri. As Evelyn Vasquez checks in for Northwest, Peyton Kelderman comes out. Kelderman a couple three-pointers here in this third quarter. She has 9 points in the ballgame. Meanwhile, Vasquez checks in. She had 5 points in the first half. Inbound pass comes into Hartnett. Hartnett backing her way in, goes up. Little jump hook there over the top of Olivia Hanks. It's good. Molly with Fleming to the right elbow, into the corner now for McConkie. Driving baseline, gives a head fake. Defender flies past, and McConkie lays it in. And William Woods needs a timeout. Quickly called by head coach Terry Nash. 49-23 Northwest on top. 5.5 minutes to play in this third quarter. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Back inside Bearcat Arena, Northwest on top 49-23 here in the third quarter. It's William Woods basketball coming out of the timeout. Evelyn Vasquez guarding Kennedy as she picks it up right wing. Bounce pass between the circles for Thomas. Natalie Thomas on drive, left block, lay in, off the glass, no good. It's been that kind of season for her so far. End of the day, 1 of 13 from the field. Couldn't convert on that layup. On the drive, Fleming kicked to Vasquez. Into the paint, picks up her dribble. Out to Green. Greaves gives a pump fake on a pass. Floats to the corner for McConkey. McConkey one dribble. Now Hartnett. Hartnett backs up near midcourt. Now on the drive, they leave up an opening. And a nice left-handed layup there by Molly Hartnett. They're so worried about her dishing. She has such good court vision. Hartnett already four assists in the basketball game. They left the lane wide open, and she took advantage. 7 points now for Molly. In the paint is Booker. Leans in. Right-hand layup off the glass. She left it short. The rebound comes down to Fleming. Fleming ahead to Green for Northwest, and Green just got a little bit ahead of herself, dribbles that one out of bounds. A turnover on the Bearcats. We have a timeout on the floor. 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Cats up 51-23. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureAg LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the SureAg team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on SureAg products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at tiffanycare.com.
William Woods basketball, 51-23 is the Northwest lead. Thomas on the drive for the Owls, gets down to the left block. Now kicks it out for Kyholz. Guarded by Hartnett. Right side for Kennedy. 10 on the shot clock for William Woods. Kennedy backs up toward midcourt. Comes off a screen from Boyd. Bounce pass to a cutting Boyd. It is kicked out of bounds. We'll see if they put some time back on the shot clock because of a kick or if they say it was just tipped out. 4:04 to play here in this third quarter. Kennedy set to inbound baseline right. Still just 4 seconds on the shot clock. She gets it into Boyd. Quick mid-range jumper off the front of the rim. Tipped by Hartnett. And Emma Atwood comes down with the rebound. Rebound number 5 for Atwood in the basketball game. Right corner, McConkey. Now to Atwood. Starts to drive baseline. On the wing for McConkey. Top of the key, Hartnett. She looks inside, now backs out, calls for a screen. Goes left off a screen from Peyton Rao. Picks up her dribble. Right side now for Atwood. Atwood looks inside to a posting up Rao. Rao out to Hartnett. And she was fouled from behind as she got that pass away. And that foul comes with 4 seconds on the shot clock. A good defensive possession for William Woods, but the foul bails Northwest out, puts 20 seconds on the shot clock. That's personal foul number 2 on Katie Kyholz. Team foul number 2 on William Woods here in the quarter. 3.5 minutes to play in the third. McConkey inbounding baseline right. Floats a pass in near midcourt for Hartnett. Dribbles up toward the right wing. Off a screen from Atwood. Gets to the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Goes right wing for McConkey. In the short corner now for Atwood. One dribble. Trying to get a pass out to McConkey. Tipped. Mallory comes down with it, though. On the baseline, it is Atwood. Back out to McConkey. 4 on the shot clock. Runner on the way from McConkey. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kyholz of William Woods. 3:10 to play in the third quarter. It is Owl basketball. Katie Kyholz with it. Top of the key. Dribbles toward the right. Now gives it off to Arion Phillips. Phillips driving on Atwood. Pulls up. Right elbow. Knocks down the jumper. Nice move there by Phillips. Took some contact, still knocked down the jumper. 51-25. Bearcats still up big in this one. As Hartnett off a screen from Rao. Looks inside to Atwood. Now gets the bounce pass into Atwood. Guarded by Phillips. One dribble right back out to Molly. Now Gets it to a cutting Emma Atwood, and she drives past Phillips and lays it in. Strong take there by Atwood as she gave it up to Hartnett. Hartnett called for the screen. Atwood set it, then rolled off. And Molly found her teammate. And Emma finished 53-25 Northwest. In the paint, tough shot blocked away. That was Hanks going up with it. McConkey with the defense. It will stay with the Owls. It was knocked out of bounds. Kelderman, Green, and Fleming into the game. Vasquez, Rao, and McConkey come out. Welling inbounding baseline right. Floats it in for Boyd on the right wing. Now they go near the top of the key. Kai Holes dribbling with her right hand down to the right corner. They get it for Hanks. Hanks trying to go baseline, and she is fouled trying to go up. Couldn't tell if she was trying to dish that one off or go up with a shot. She's fouled by Fleming. Oh, check there. They're going to get it on Atwood with a blocking foul. Second personal foul on Atwood as Keston into the game. Hartnett checks out. It's been a solid game for Molly Hartnett off the bench. 7 points and 4 assists for the Bearcats. No turnovers in 17 minutes of action. As Hanks at the free throw line knocks down the first. It's our first point of the basketball game. One more on the way. And she hits. Had 3 points in their last game. That one coming against Benedictine on Tuesday. She has two here tonight. 53-27 Northwest in front. Less than 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Keston top of the key. Right side now Kelderman. Kelderman off a screen from Green. The kick out. Green left open. Three on the way. Good. Jaina Green. High arcing three-pointer goes down. 5 points on the night for Green. A 56-27 Bearcat lead. Trying to finish off a day full of Bearcat wins from football, men's basketball, volleyball as well, and women's basketball in control here inside Bearcat Arena. Atwood down the floor and just bowls over Hanks. They're going to get an offensive foul coming up here as Hanks not necessarily set. I'm going to say Atwood might have been a little bit out of control as she took out Hanks. And that'll be personal foul number 3. Up next for the Bearcats, they are back home on Friday night taking on Southwest Minnesota State, the first regular season game of the season. And then on Saturday at home against Minnesota Crookston, both of those are 7:30 tip-offs. McKenna Welling between the circles for William Woods. Inside a minute to play in this third quarter. Off a screen from Phillips. Now gives it off to Phillips, top of the key. Ariane Phillips pulls up, free throw line, jumper no good. It's short. The rebound comes down to Atwood. Atwood quickly ahead to Fleming. Fleming gets down to the left block, leans in, some contact, shot no good. Boyd pulls down the rebound for the Owls. And Boyd off to Welling. She'll walk the ball across midcourt, slow things down as William Woods setting up their offense. Stepping up to get it is Boyd. Boyd gives a head fake, now gives it back to Welling right side. 12 on the shot clock for William Woods, 23 seconds to play in the quarter. Off-balance shot there from Welling, not a good look at all. Off the backboard into the hands of Green. Green ahead to Atwood, 16 seconds on the game clock as this third quarter winding down. Atwood, guarded by Hanks, gets down to the left block, backing her way in. Phillips comes over to help out. Baseball pass into the right corner. Green, three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. And the third quarter comes to a close. 56-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. We're heading to the fourth quarter. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, promoting Show Me Zero, a plan to eliminate fatalities and injuries on Missouri roads. Encouraging drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, slow down, and don't drive impaired. For more, visit SaveMoLives.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Owls basketball out of the timeout. They get the pass to Boyd, cutting through the lane. She is fouled, hits the floor. Quick team foul coming up on Northwest, 11 seconds into the fourth quarter. And that's the first personal foul coming up on Jillian Fleming. Kennedy inbounding baseline left for William Woods. It comes into Boyd. She gives it off to Keeling. Finds a cutting Natalie Thomas. Thomas, one dribble. Guarded tightly by Fleming, leans in, shot off the glass, no good, and he's going to go out of bounds off of William Woods. They're going to say a foul coming up. Keeling and Green both going for that one. It looked like Green was going to corral it. She kind of got ran into and bumped off her mark by Keeling, and they call Keeling for her second personal foul. 56-27 is our score, the fourth quarter of action. It's an exhibition here from Bearcat Arena between Northwest Missouri State and William Woods. William Woods comes in 1-1 on the season. The first action for the Bearcats and the first miss of the season coming there as Jillian Fleming, right wing three-pointer, no good. She is 6 of 7, though, from the field tonight. Fleming's been lighting it up. 9 points for Kelderman, 7 points for assists for Molly Hartnett. The headliner so far for the Bearcats as Booker has it inside. Now gives it off to Boyd. Mid-range jumper on the way, no good. And the rebound comes down to McConkie. McConkie quickly ahead to Fleming in the left corner. Guarded by Kennedy. One dribble back to McConkie, top of the key, right side, Kelderman. Kelderman gives a head fake. Kennedy steps out on her. Now to McConkie. McConkie out to Fleming. Fleming to the free throw line. Jumper on the way. That one partially blocked by Keeling. It comes down to Boyd. And William Woods with it. Thomas into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Spins and gets it out between the circles for Keeling. 8.5 minutes to play in this basketball game as Rao and Vasquez step to the scores table for Northwest. Booker, top of the key, looks left. Now gets it to Kennedy off that left wing, guarded by Kelderman. Kennedy dribbles right to the top of the key, three-pointer on the way, it's good. Jada Kennedy, 5 points this evening. That's her first three-point make of the season. Of course, an exhibition, it won't actually count, but she entered the night 0 of 6 from three-point range and 4 of 18 from the field. Left wing, McConkie drives in, gets to the paint. Floater in the air, no good. Booker comes down with the rebound. She gets it ahead to Kennedy up the left wing. Kennedy picks up her dribble, bounce pass into the corner. Thomas, three-pointer on the way, over the top of Fleming, no good. Green there for the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Rebound number 7 on the night for Jana Green. To Fleming. Fleming on the drive goes in, and she is fouled from behind. A nice quick move by Fleming getting to the bucket. And Jillian will now step to the free throw line. Chance to add to a 26-point Northwest lead. As some subs coming in, Savannah Ginther checks in for Jana Green. Kaylee Keston, let's check that, Vasquez coming in for Peyton Kelderman. Fleming at the free throw line for Northwest, 15 points on the night. Her first free throw is good. Last season, an 83% free throw shooter for the Bearcats. She hits her first there. Mentioned Savannah Ginther checking in. That's her first game action so far this evening. Fleming goes 2 of 2 at the line. She has 17 points. Ginther, a redshirt freshman from Grays Lake, Illinois. couple more subs as Fleming, Keston, and McConkey come out. So on the floor for Northwest, Vasquez, Atwood, Hartnett, Rao, and Ginther. Kennedy with it, guarded tightly by Vasquez. Vasquez, a true freshman at a Piper High School in Kansas City, Kansas. Bounce pass to Booker at the free throw line. Booker down to the left block, picks up her dribble, guarded tightly by Peyton Rao. Now to Kennedy, driving baseline. Nice defense, a tough layup, no good. Ginther there for the rebound. She gets the outlet to Vasquez. Vasquez quickly up the right sideline, pulls it up at the right wing. Dribbles over to the free throw line, now into the paint, kick into the corner. Hartnett, three on the way, it's good. Right in front of the Northwest bench, gives a five to Fleming as she runs by. And we see Hartnett go into double figures now with 10. 61-30, Northwest Missouri State complete control of this one with 6:35 to play. Booker on the right block, dribbling in on Peyton Rao, little step through, and got to call a foul on the floor coming up on Peyton Rao. Booker is 2 of 14 from the field, but she's had a good night overall. 11 points, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and 8 rebounds. Booker checks out. Olivia Hanks into the game. Inbound comes into Tanae Boyd. Now to Natalie Thomas. Second team All-AMC last year. Into the paint. Leans in. And trying to draw contact for Molly Hartnett and get a layup. She travels with it. And a turnover on William Woods coming up. 13 turnovers now on the Owls. 10 on the Bearcats tonight. Northwest Missouri State, one of the best teams in all of Division II, turning it over 10.6 times per game last year. They also held their opponents under 60 points per game scoring. So we're seeing those two attributes carry over. The Bearcats taking care of the basketball once again. Also playing some lockdown defense. Ginther left wing goes into the corner for Atwood. Now to Hartnett. 14 seconds on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Hartnett trying to find a cutting Atwood. It's taken away by Keeling. Keeling up the floor, gets the right block, leans in, tried to finish that one on her own. The rebound knocked away from Boyd by Vasquez, and the Bearcats come away with it. As Atwood walks across midcourt, looks over to Austin Meyer. Get the play call, and now she gives it off left side for Vasquez. Inside to Peyton Rao, working on Tanae Boyd. Kick out to Ginther. Ginther down the right side of the lane, gives it off to Atwood. Atwood on the baseline, back out to Ginther. Skip pass left side for Hartnett. 7 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Molly Hartnett down to the baseline. Goes in. Bounce pass into the paint for Atwood. Atwood takes some contact. Layup no good. And they're going to say a shot clock violation on Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats got a lot of touches. Moved the basketball around. Ended with a paint touch, but just couldn't finish that one off. So the shot clock violation despite working it around. And one of those early season things you want to see them work on now and really progress as this season goes along. Into the game is Caitlin Jordan for Northwest Missouri State. Kennedy with it, left wing, guarded by Vasquez. Gets into the paint, nearly lost control of it, picks it up, gets it out to Keeling. 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Owls. Keeling step back jumper, blocked away by Atwood, into the hands of Jordan. Great defensive effort that time by Atwood to get the block, and she gets it ahead to Vasquez. The Bearcats playing this one tonight without 5'9" senior Kylie Coleman as Ginther left corner, three on the way, off the back of the rim, no good, but Atwood there for the offensive rebound. Coleman with a season-ending knee injury last year in the game at home against Emporia State as a foul coming up on William Woods. It is Emma Atwood knocked to the floor, third team foul coming up there on William Woods. And we have a media timeout on the floor to finish telling you about Kylie Coleman. When we come back, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back in 90 seconds right here on Bearcat Radio.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support for today's game comes from East Hills Shopping Center with special hours on Black Friday, November 26th. East Hills will open at 8 a.m. and will also mark the arrival of Santa Claus for the holiday season. More information at shopeasthills.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for the Bearcats come from Tri-State Auto Family in Maryville with a selection ranging from the new Ford Bronco to the 21 Ram 1500, pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Tri-State provides a service department and on-site detailing. More at TriStateFordMaryville.com.
Bearcat basketball out of the timeout. Jordan, one dribble, gives off to Hartnett right side. Molly on the drive, gets into the paint. Her pass knocked away by Booker. Back to Hartnett, though. Now Vasquez with it. Spins, gets into the paint. Trying to float a pass inside. Ginther out to Hartnett. 4 on the shot clock. Top of the key. Keston, 3 on the way. Rattles out, but the offensive rebound for Ginther. Going right back up, and a foul coming up on William Woods. Another good possession, moving the basketball, looking for that perfect shot. Keston nearly knocked down the three-pointer, but Ginther right there to pull in the offensive rebound, and now she will head to the free throw line. Ginther got in 6 games last year for Northwest Missouri State as her free throw off the mark. Averaged just over 1 point per game. In her redshirt freshman season, she knocks down the second free throw. So Kylie Coleman still not ready to get back on the court just yet, but expected to see some minutes as this season goes along and get back into the lineup. The Bearcats also playing tonight without Kelsey Fields. She's a 6'2" freshman from Creston, Iowa. The Bearcats expecting big things out of Fields and think that she'll really be a contributor early on. So those two not in the lineup tonight, but the Bearcats still with 11 active players getting a lot of minutes this evening. Jump shot on the other end for William Woods, no good. The Bearcats get the defensive board. Ginther, three-pointer on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Phillips with the rebound. 3.5 minutes to play here inside Bearcat Arena. Arion Phillips swings it left side for Kai Holes on the left wing. She'll drive in there. Goes baseline. She is fouled, and a couple free throws on the way as Keston picking up that foul. First ever matchup between Northwest Missouri State and William Woods here this evening. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball in its 50th year overall. And well on their way to a win in this first meeting with William Woods as Kyles knocks down a couple free throws there, the freshman. The weekend continues for Northwest Missouri State Athletics on Sunday. Bearcat soccer against Washburn. That's coming up at 1 o'clock on Bearcat pitch. As a three-pointer from Vasquez, no good. Phillips with the rebound. The Bearcats hosting a quarterfinal match for the first time ever in the MIAA tournament. Once again, that's against Washburn at home at 1 o'clock as Vasquez comes away with a block shot on a layup attempt there by Welling. She comes away with the loose ball as well. Skip pass left side for Keston. Underneath to Ginther. Ginther, layup on the baseline is good. 3 points here in the fourth quarter for Ginther. And the Bearcats soccer team beat Washburn 5-0 here on their home pitch earlier this season. So Northwest hoping to keep their great season rolling. Already 12 wins on the regular season as Ginther knocks a pass away, picked up by Vasquez. Vasquez running the floor. Bounce pass to Keston. Dribbles baseline. Now they go Hartnett. Right wing. 3 on the way. Hartnett knocks it down. 13 points for Molly Hartnett. 67-32. Northwest in front. 2:20 to play here inside Bearcat Arena. After Bearcat soccer at 1 o'clock, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball, their second game of the season coming up at 5:30 that evening as a jumper there for William Woods, no good. Phillips with the rebound and a foul coming up on Ginther. The Bearcat men came away with a 68-55 win over Northern State earlier tonight. They'll be taking on number 21 Seattle Pacific in St. Joseph. That is in the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic at the Civic Arena. So 5:30 tip-off and 5 o'clock pregame right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. You can hear it on the flagship station, KXCV KRNW. That's 90.5 and 88.9 on your radio dial. Tanae Boyd, jumper no good. Loose ball. Long rebound goes out to Olivia Hanks, and a foul on McConkie trying to go after that loose ball. Third personal foul on McConkie. 1:59 to play. Free throw on the way for Olivia Hanks. And she knocks it down. Hanks now in the basketball game after that free throw. She's a perfect 3 of 3 at the charity stripe. One more on the way. That one too strong. And the rebound comes down to McConkie. William Woods University, an NAIA school out of Fulton, Missouri, playing an exhibition here in Maryville this evening. The Bearcats on top, 67-33, 1:45 left to play. Vasquez drives, kick out, Jordan, three-pointer left corner. That rattles out. The rebound comes down to the Owls. Quickly head to Arion Phillips. Phillips on the drive. Nice defense by Jordan. The runner no good. The rebound comes down to Vasquez. Vasquez pushing for the Bearcats, trying to get it ahead to Keston. And the ball knocked out of bounds off of William Woods. So Keston will inbound baseline left for Northwest with 25 seconds on the shot clock. It comes into McConkie, trying to back her way into the paint. Being guarded by Kai Holes, now finds a nice wide open cutting Savannah Ginther. Ginther finishes at the bucket. And it's 69-33 in favor of Northwest. Not only a great defensive effort from Northwest, very active all over the floor, but holding the Owls to 33 points. As a layup underneath, no good that time. Offensive rebound for Phillips. Going after it once again, they're going to see out of bounds off of William Woods. 55 seconds left to play. William Woods is 9 of 46 from the field in this one. That's 19.6%. 1 of 6 from three-point range. And 14 of 16 at the free throw line. Meanwhile, the Bearcats shooting 53% from the field. It's been a good night for Northwest offensively and defensively. Vasquez has it, coming off a screen on the perimeter by Jordan. Gets into the paint, leans in. Tough layup. She gets fouled, and that will send Vasquez to the free throw line. Kyholz comes up with her third personal foul, so two free throws on the way for Vasquez, a 5 foot, 5 inch freshman guard for Northwest. You look at her stats at Piper High School, it's kind of surprising that she was a bit of a late signee for Northwest Missouri State, as that free throw a little bit too strong. In her career playing, they were 81-10. She was a four-year starter, averaged 14 points per game, 4 rebounds per contest, 3 assists per game. As she goes 1 of 2 at the line that time, she has 6 points tonight. All time at Piper High School, number 1 in assists, number 2 in steals, number 7 in points, and number 9 in rebounds for a player that's 5 feet 5 inches tall. So she hustles, she plays hard, and clearly has a lot of skill and basketball knowledge to go along with it. So she'll be a fun one to watch as her career goes along here at Northwest Missouri State. Pass inside, tipped away by Northwest. Tanae Boyd comes up with it, though, for William Woods. A leaner in the paint is good. With 9 seconds left to go in this one, Northwest going away with an easy victory to start things off here this evening. Northwest Missouri State improves to 70, or wins at 70-35. I guess this one will actually count on the records. The Bearcats still 0-0 heading into next week's game on Friday and Saturday here inside Bearcat Arena. But a fantastic showing against William Woods in this exhibition here this evening as the Bearcats double up the Owls. 70-35 is our final. And support for our broadcast tonight comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. The Bearcats win this one 70-35. We will take a timeout and start your post-game right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats come from Tri-State Auto Family in Maryville with a selection ranging from the new Ford Bronco to the 21 Ram 1500, pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Tri-State provides a service department and on-site detailing. More at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options, more at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
We're back inside a quiet Bearcat Arena as fans filing out after Northwest Missouri State doubles up William Woods 70-35 this evening. Once again, just an exhibition taking on an NAIA team that's had their struggles already this season. But the Bearcats come out. They played great defensively the way that we've seen these Coach Meyer teams do over the last 3 years, only giving up 35 points and also holding William Woods to just 20% shooting on the evening. But the Bearcats also came out and put things together offensively. They got open shooters. They knocked down some big shots. The Bearcats also ended up giving it away 12 times, which is a little bit more than they would like. But again, the first game overall, quite a few true freshmen out here playing, and Northwest really took it to William Woods in this 70-35 win. Northwest Missouri State will officially get the regular season underway next Friday night, November 12th at 7:30 here inside Bearcat Arena, that one against Southwest Minnesota State. We'll take a timeout. We still have more to come on postgame. We'll be joined by Northwest head coach Austin Meyer. We'll be joined by freshman Jillian Fleming after her big night. We'll also have all your final stats and go through everything that's happened in Bearcat athletics so far this Saturday, as well as what's coming up tomorrow, too. So keep it right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information at championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Supports also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back on the Bearcat Radio Network after Northwest Missouri State picks up a 70-35 win in an exhibition over William Woods, being joined now by Jillian Fleming. Played last year, was still just a freshman on the team after the COVID-19 rules, but Jillian, you look like a leader and upperclassman out there coming out, knocking down big shots, and once again the Bearcats rolled in this one, an exhibition, but still came out really confident.
Yeah, thank you. It felt really good to be out there, and it was a great team win for us, like you said, exhibition game, but just felt good to be playing as a team and play against somebody else besides ourselves at practice.
Well, you have had plenty of scrimmage within your own team, and of course 18 players on the roster, there's a lot of different matchups to go around, but the scrimmage last week, green and white scrimmage over homecoming weekend and everything working up to this point, what was it like getting in front of people, seeing a different team, and just going out and executing?
Yeah, it felt really good to be out there as a team. Like you said, we have had some scrimmages. We had green and white last week, and those were great opportunities. But this felt like, you know, a real game. We had a home crowd. Obviously, once the boys are back with us, it'll be even better. But it just felt great to be back in Bearcat Arena playing as a team and competing against somebody else.
So we knew about Jillian Fleming coming into Northwest Missouri State, what you're capable of, but a little bit banged up at the start of last year. So as you got some opportunities, some games were really good and some games it was still working through and battling through that. Tonight you start out 6 of 6. You finish with 17 points, a game high this evening. Did it just feel like, all right, I'm back?
Yeah, I definitely felt good out there. Like you said, last year I was definitely a bit inconsistent and struggled, had some good moments and some bad ones, but really focused this offseason on getting in shape, trying to get more consistent, and then just felt good to be out there today. And like you said, felt a little bit more like myself, so it was a lot of fun.
Give up 35 points, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Coach Meyer will be happy about that overall. Defensively, I mean, did you expect to come out and pitch not a shutout but a game quite like that, to where it's just they couldn't get anything going?
You know, defense is a big priority of ours. We work on it every day. It's a big emphasis from Coach Meyer, and going into the game today we talked a lot about, you know, no matter what goes on offense, like, make sure we're locked in on defense. We went over scout, we watched some film on them, and so felt like we were pretty locked in defensively, and it was an emphasis of ours and something that was really important to us. We wanted to make sure that we came out there and made a statement with our defense.
A great start tonight, Jillian. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Jillian Fleming joining us here on Bearcat Postgame as Northwest wins it by 35 points. We'll take a timeout and be joined by head coach Austin Meyer coming up next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Support also comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
The Bearcats rolling this one 70-35 to start off the 2021-22 campaign, an exhibition win over William Woods. Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer joining us. And Coach Meyer, obviously an exhibition. Things really get going next Friday night here at home, but had to feel good to see things come together offensively and defensively tonight.
Yeah, I thought we defended pretty well the whole game. You know, we had some breakdowns, but overall I thought we were pretty into it defensively. I feel like we're at a pretty good spot defensively. You know, in practice it's we really struggle to score, and I think a lot of the reason is because we are at that level defensively. We've got ways to go, but I thought we were pretty into it and made some shots from three, which is big for us. We know our struggles last year, and we got some kids that shoot it. Obviously, Jillian having a good night, and Peyton Kelderman is as good a shooter as you're going to find. So hopefully that helps us moving forward.
You kind of talked before we went on. You're like, well, we still have some things to work on offensively. But you shoot 53% from the field, and you look good. You got it in rhythm tonight. I mean, is the ceiling pretty high for this team on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I think so. You know, even Emma, she struggled to get in a rhythm offensively. Mal as well, who are two kids that can score it. So, you know, I think we can be a team as we move forward that has a lot of different options as far as scoring goes where you can't key. I mean, that's what was tough last year is we had Molly and Mal, and other than that, you know, we just didn't have a third scorer. So I think this team has a chance, you know, to have multiple kids that can score it, and we can stretch it a little bit more with our shooting. Kelsey Fields is another one that was really efficient for us in the preseason, can score in the post. That we didn't have her tonight, but we should have her back next week. So, I think we got a chance. You know, we're much improved offensively, but I think we got a chance to be a solid offensive team.
And it's a lot of fun to see Jillian Fleming get into a rhythm like that.
Yeah, she's a really good shooter, you know, and there's a lot of times where I'm more confident, we're more confident in her as a staff than she is in herself, and we try to drill that home that, you know, she's a really good shooter, and you know, she got open shots within our offense with our guards. We run our pick and pop action, and that's a big key for us, and she gets in the gym, she works at it, and it stretches defense.
The Bearcats, a 35-point win tonight over William Woods, and things really take off next Friday night. Southwest Minnesota State here in town. UNK also playing an exhibition, or not an exhibition, a non-conference game here before that as well. Should be a fun night of D2 basketball.
Yeah, it's four really good Division II women's teams. You know, Southwest Minnesota has an all-conference guard back, a really good post player. Kearney was a Sweet 16 team, one of the best teams in our league. And then Minnesota Crookston is solid. You know, they had they were leading at North Dakota or somebody the other night, Division I at the half. And so it'll be four good teams. It'll be a big challenge for us right out of the gate. You know, we, from a conference scheduling standpoint, we're playing all D2s regular season. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think our kids are ready for it.
We're looking forward to it. Should be a fun season overall, and congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach, joining us here post-game after the Bearcats pick up an exhibition win over William Woods. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late-model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print and online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, specializing in treating the whole family and other services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. And from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back inside Bearcat Arena after Northwest Missouri State picks up a 70-35 win over William Woods in an exhibition tonight. Taking a look at the final stats, the Bearcats ended up shooting 54% from the field. Check that, 53%. From the field, 26 of 49 overall, 42% from three-point range, 11 of 26, and 54% from free throw land. They were 7 of 13 at the charity stripe tonight. William Woods, on the other hand, 20% from the field, 17% from three-point range, just 1 of 6, and they were 88% at the free throw line this evening. Northwest turned it over 12 times, 14 times for William Woods. The Bearcats also out-rebounded the Owls 36-29 in this basketball game. 13 points for Molly Hartnett, also 4 assists in the contest. She did not turn the basketball over this evening after playing more than 22 minutes tonight. 9 points on 3 of 4 shooting from 3-point range for Peyton Kelderman. Bearcats also got 6 points coming from Evelyn Vasquez off the bench. She also pulled in 3 rebounds and passed out 2 assists and had 3 steals in the basketball game. A full stat line there for the true freshman. 5 points apiece coming from Mallory McConkey, Savannah Ginther, and Jana Green. Green also had 7 rebounds, a block shot, and an assist tonight. 3 points coming for Kaylee Keston, and 2 points coming for Peyton Rao. Rao also pulled in a couple rebounds, had a couple block shots in the basketball game. For William Woods, they finished with 11 points from Sydney Booker. She also had 8 rebounds. 5 points coming from Jada Kennedy. 4 points from Tanae Boyd. 4 points from Natalie Thomas. And 4 from Ariane Phillips. 3 from Olivia Hanks. And 2 apiece from Katie Cahills and Amaya Keeling. Northwest Missouri State wins this one tonight by the score of 70-35. We will take a timeout, be back with your player of the game, and wrap things up from Bearcat Arena.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats come from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment, Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Women's Basketball wins it 70-35. Time for your Extra Effort Award Player of the Game, and that is Jillian Fleming. Fleming, 17 points off the bench, 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range. And in that first half alone, she was 6 of 6 from the field, 3 of 3 from deep. And she's a player, again, a little bit banged up last year, coming off an injury and trying to throw herself in and give her team some minutes where they needed it. And so still put up valiant effort, but didn't have great numbers. But really saw the true Jillian Fleming stepping up in the exhibition tonight as we kick off this 2021-22 season. So Fleming, our player of the game. And that player of the game is sponsored by United Country Property Solutions. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State women's basketball picks up a 70-35 victory this evening over William Woods. The Bearcats will start the regular season officially on the women's side Friday, November 12th. That's at home at 7:30 against Southwest Minnesota State. We'll have pregame starting at 7 o'clock for that one right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State women's soccer takes on Washburn in the quarterfinal round of the MIAA tournament at 1 o'clock at Bearcat Pitch. And then on the Bearcat Radio Network that evening at 5:30, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball will take on number 21 Seattle Pacific. That one being played in St. Joseph at the Civic Arena. A 5:30 tip-off from St. Joe. We will go on the air at 5 o'clock with that basketball game. John Coffey on play-by-play for that one. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Bearcat Arena. Thank you for tuning in for this evening's basketball broadcast and all of our broadcasts throughout the day here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Thanks to everyone involved with today's broadcast, including Maven Gunter and Kendall Marsh, our engineers back in the studio. It's been a long day for our engineers as well. They did a fantastic job. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Bearcat Arena.